Parnas Ashavua, Chaim Daniela Lida, the Ilunishmas Sarayutha, Bas Ephraim Menachem Mendel, and Dina, the Shem Shahaliyah, and the Parnas Hayom, Daniel and Eliza Gluck, the Ilu Nishmas Gibel Tova, Bas Avram Chaim Halevi, the Shem Shahaliyah, and Shvius Husser for Shlema, for Sarleah Bas Rivka, from the Laubers, Shion Gesos Tovis, Simcha Nachis, and Gluck. Page Ches, and Bayom Dakecha Dvekus. Darche Kinyan Hadvekus. Darche Kinyan Hadvekus. How to acquire the ways of acquiring Dvekus. Darche Kinyan Hadvekus. Vata Oilam Elea Hashaila Gdola. Now, of course, the big question is that we've spoken about what Dvekus is, the question, of course, now is Eich Zochem Dvekus. So, how do you get to that? How do you come to Dvekus? So, the answer is all of Yiddishkeit. That's really, but which parts of Yiddishkeit are the ones that are most necessary in order to come to Dvekus? Ech lizkos lehisragel lahargish es metzias Hashem Yisbarach. How does one become accustomed to feeling Hashem's presence, Hashem's existence, His presence? How does that become part of your life? Ve'ech la'oras ha'leiv. And how does one awaken, arouse the heart, lahargish bohar eloki, to feel the or of elokus, the light of elokus, ulischaber bi'ahava l'Hashem Yisbarach, and to connect with love to Hashem, lirtzos es kirvoso, to want to be close to Him. When the nasa be'ezrosi Yisbarach liftoch ma'at es hashar, says, I'll only try to open a little bit this gate, the ikonis lechaya emes, to enter into this life of truth. It's a different way of living. This life of consciousness, of awareness of Hashem. I mean, the whole Bilvami Mishkan Evne, Chelek Aleph and Beis, the Sarm of the Bilvami, but especially Chelek Aleph and Beis, are, of course, this avoda of being aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in life. Chaim im Hashem Yisbarach, living with Hashem, as opposed to just believing in Him, living with Him every moment of life. Ulevaras yikari haderech, eich lizkos liknos dvekas b'Hashem Yisbarach. We'll talk at least a little bit about the yikari haderech, the main points of how to acquire dvekas b'Hashem. Omnam tzarech ladas meirosh. Of course, we have to know from the beginning. Shakol darche hakinyan shiyizbaru shvichim savlonis v'hasmada. That whatever the kinyanim, these forms of acquiring dvekas we're going to talk about, it takes time and patience. He called davar amiti nikna be'omo. Because anything that's real takes time. Takes time. Look at Kuf Chav Zayin, footnote Kuf Chav Zayin. If you work with these paths that we're going to talk about, od va'od, continuously, you're consistent, as I la'at la'at yiske la'hargish is a mamik yosef yosef, and slowly but surely you'll begin to feel this deepening, this awareness deepening. Imke, leave on the depths of the heart, let's carve l'Hashem Yisbarach, getting closer to Hashem. Until the point that you'll be zarecha to thinking about Hashem, about Shukei love and wanting that closeness, Titpai says, Kula, we'll take over completely. You're not going to want to go away from that thought. You're not going to want to leave that way of thinking and feeling. I feel it right, even for a moment. At the beginning of the avoda, there are all kinds of conflicting and different ritzonos, v'tzarech luchbais es atzma leikonis la'agashas ruchonis. You have to force yourself to enter into ruchnis, dike, thoughts and feelings. You have to push yourself, you have to force yourself. There's all kinds of stuff, and you have to try to get into that place of ruchnis. V'avodis Hashem is v'chol, b'zet tzarech lizor ma'od, and you have to be very careful. L'asas is ha'bamid ha'nechon, to do this in the right measure, slowly, carefully, ma'at ma'at, a little bit at a time, l'fi inyanam. Al achakach zeichelis alus desdakech. Vazu mishapech lios ruchnios. You become eventually, if you keep up at it, it changes you. You're mishapech lios ruchnios. You become somebody that's more ruchni. You become more of a ruchnistic person. Not just that you have more, that there are more times that you think about ruchnis. You become an ish ruchani. You become such a person. Umargish is eretzano, that you don't have to force it anymore. But it's something that you look forward to, like Rabbi Dolevi writes in Kuzri about the chassid, about the righteous person, that he calls davening the fruit of his day. Like he says the chassid, Rabbi Dolevi says the chassid all day long he's waiting to get back to davening, and his whole life is just the times that are in between davening, not like regular people that do it, that the davening is something that they have to do. He's waiting the whole day. It's just, he can't wait to get back to davening. It's an ish ruchni. It's a different person. It's a ruchnistike mensch. It's a different person. Doesn't have to force it. This is who he is. Laat laat umargish she'en lo cheshek kol kach ledevarim pchusim. Slowly, but surely he begins to feel that he has no cheshek for small things, for silly things. Leiker cheshkel ha'or Hashem is baruch v'teros v'avadosim. Leiker cheshik is or Hashem, Taira. Kva enu tzorach kol kach lich pais his atzmo. He doesn't have to force himself. El margish is every son. He feels that this is v'tzoneinu lasis v'tzoncha. He feels that this is what I want. This is what he looks forward to. Ukechol shem is ala kach harotzen mezgabe. And as the person rose in this avoda, so too the rotzen becomes stronger and stronger. Ad shemegil medrege she'en lo balom shum cheshek v'rotzen. Ela l'Hashem es baruch v'teros v'avodoso, till he feels that this is whole tachlis in life, and this is what he enjoys, this is what he wants to do, this is who he is. There's a very big difference between what a person does and who a person is. What a person does many things. A person goes to work and does does this cheshbon and that cheshbon, and he has to take care of these things and those things, but who the person is, the etzem of who the person is, that's the tachlis. There's a very big difference between a person who forces himself to learn some Torah every day, which is fantastic, as opposed to a person who's a ben Torah. That's his whole chiyas. His chiyas is learning. His whole chiyas is learning. It's not something that he has to push himself. It's only, it's on a particular calendar or a schedule or a say that it's hard for him to be without a sefer. It's hard for him to be without something, without learning. It's not that somebody has to stand over him. He can't be without the sefer. He can't be without Torah. It's not the same thing. He became a Torah digger person. He's a Torah digger person. A davener, as opposed to somebody who davens, he's a davener. There's a difference. There used to be much more of a common thing, but there are Jews that they're daveners. It's not just that they daven. That's who they are. They're daveners. Always with a tillum. Always in between tillums and davening and. Davening is who they are. It's not something that they just do to be potter. It became the etzem of the person. There's a huge difference. So let's talk about Darche Kinyan Hadvekis. Aleph, Emuna. Shosh Hadvekis Hu Hakarach Behiru Messias Hashem Es Baruch Imanu. Obviously, the root of all Dvekis is clear awareness of Hashem's being with us, Hashem being here. That a clear awareness, Hakara Habihira, the Mitzias Hashem is Baruch Himan, the Mitzias of Hashem together with us. Vavadai called Yehudi Mamin by Hashem is Baruch. Certainly, every Jew believes in Hashem, even the ones who say that they don't, but every Jew really believes in Hashem. Certainly, all of us who openly are proud of our emunah, and we go to shul and we keep mitzvahs, Everybody believes in Hashem. El shalafamim zemes kasa. However, there are times when it's concealed, it's covered, there are times when it's more open and obvious. Kikash adam roa es hateva ve'inyana ze'olo ligrom lo l'shkar chas Hashem ishmo. Because when we get caught up in teva, in the world, and everything that's going on, in nature, going out and seeing nature, but there's time in life. So it's very easy to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even people who are very careful with mitzvahs and they keep all of halacha, but there are empty spaces. L'chein tchilas aderach l'hasig dveikus. Therefore, the beginning of this path of acquiring dveikus, he lahagbir ulachazik es emuna, is working on emuna, and that's really what Ravavi Mishkan Evna, really the Chelik Aleph in particular, Chelik Aleph and Beis, is every single page is this inyan of Bari and Nivra, and he's here over and over and over again, driving that deep into oneself, that emuna. And the gate to Emuna, is the Koach HaDibur. We spoke about a lot in those shiurim. Hemanti ki adaber, hemanti ki adaber. Dibur, speaking. And this is what we're learning about in his Bodus, in his Bodus Chavura. Ta'ainu, lishragil ladaber im Hashem Yisbarach. To become accustomed throughout the day, to speak to Hashem. And to talk to him about all that you're going through. The sapras kola shra libo, to tell him everything that's in your heart. Lifrok lefanavis alev, to unburden the heart before him. Kamosha medavim makarv, the way that you would speak to someone who's very dear to you. Agam levakish menu, and to ask him, the schan lefanav, and to what you need, and so on. And this, of course, is the entire Metzias of David HaMelech. He's our Rebbe when it comes to Emunah, when it comes to Dveikus. As David HaMelech. Kuf Chav Ches. Note. Kamo she'osa Adonai David, she'shofach has libo lefnei HaBor Yisbarach, v'chol minei l'shaynes. All of, there's only the little, what we have to him is only a little bit of how David HaMelech used to speak to Hashem. With all different l'shaynes. With the Kiv HaGadola, and with all terms of endearment and closeness. David Melch spoke all the time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol Avdei Hashem v'ahav av nogu b'zeh. And all Avdei Hashem, and all those who love Hashem, this is how they live. They didn't live just for the Sachas Menchamar. None of the Ahavei Hashem or Avdei Hashem lived only with the Sachas Menchamar. They were in a constant diburim to Hashem. Constant diburim to Hashem. Speaking to Hashem all the time. Kol achad al pi darko, each in his own way. Ukamo sheherich hachosid, al chavis levavis, v'shar sifri ha'avoda. V'tov likvoa zman mesuyim v'kavur l'zeh. But it's good, even though one should live like that and always be talking to Hashem, but it's very good to set aside a time for that. Akvius. The Sapa Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach is Kol Ma'asha Oyverlov B'meshach Hayom. His Bodhus. And this is not something that Rabbi Nachman invented, of course. This is the original way of serving Hashem. Kol Ma'asha Oyverlov B'meshach Hayom. To set aside a time to talk to Hashem about everything that you're going through. Eshi Yifosov, Eshas Lachosov, Bekishlanosov. What is it in life that you want? What is it that's working out? Things that are not working out, that you're failing at. Now, besides the time that you set aside, the time of his bodhus, you should chaparain during the day, different times, that for a minute, for 30 seconds. So your life becomes a life of a mammon, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the whole chilik between one person and another person is this way of living, this way of speaking to Hashem. V'chein al kol tzar katan, for every little thing. Yifne el Hashem Yisbarach. To turn to Hashem. V'al kol dover yodolo. And to thank Hashem for every little thing. For every little thing to thank Hashem. During the day, when this works out, that works out, you enjoy the food that you had, not just to say the bracha, but to say in your own words, to speak to Hashem about how this went well, something at work, or whatever it might be. I'll call David Yodolo. And this is the way that a person becomes accustomed to living his entire life with Hashem. Yosef, Yosef, more and more. Back on top, the third line. To speak to Hashem about how badly you want to get close to Him. And even though you don't feel that, then you talk about how it's hard for you to feel that, but you know that that's the right thing. And you're asking Hashem, you ask Hashem, help me to feel that, how important this is to me, and I want to be able to feel this closeness to you, and so on. To speak to Hashem about everything that you're going through in your avodas Hashem. And you ask Hashem to open the gate, to get closer to Him. La'avda avoda pnimis b'chol halev, to be able to serve Him with an avoda pnimis, in a real way. In a real way. B'chol halev, with one's entire heart. U'kechol she'ha'odem esragel l'dabir m'Hashem esbarach, and the more that a person becomes accustomed to speaking to Hashem, hazay mitzias Hashem esbarach nasas Yosef v'yosef mu'chashis etzlo, then the reality of Hashem, the existence of Hashem, becomes something which is more muchashi, tangible. It becomes more and more tangible. Not just an idea, it's not just a concept, it becomes more and more tangible. Uchai oso, Yosef Yosef, and you live Hashem more and more. Ze even hayesod l'chol avodas hadveikus. This is the foundation stone of all avodas hadveikus. You see how the Chacham set up a whole seder of brachas that we make? That at least, when a person, there must be times during the day, that the bathroom, washing, eating, that there must be times that you stop and you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that periodically through the day, you're talking to Hashem, but it's so easy to lose that and to just make the bracha without thinking and to lose that awareness in all of the hours in between. Gam choshev ma'od, lisragel ledaber v'lachshov emuna. To become used to, accustomed to speaking and thinking emuna. G'chol shiyadaber m'chaveru v'gam la'asma dibre emuna. And the more you get used to speaking with other people and with yourself in your head. Diburim of emuna. V'yom ha'kol dover be'ez ha'shem esborah. Emirza ha'shem esborah. And to come up with new ways of saying that, because, you know, they get stale over the years, Emirza Hashem. You know, on the phone, you already press you press I, it comes at Emirza Hashem, right? But that's good, okay? It's part of our Lashon as Jews that are Maminim. But it's good to move things around a little bit, to change, and for this day or this week, to say Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, to say in English to oneself when you're speaking to somebody with Hashem's help, that you should be more aware of it. It's not just the nusach of life. It's not just the nusach of life. I was thinking last Shabbos, I was walking and I saw somebody that I hadn't seen in a while. I said, Good Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? And he said, Aleichem Shalom. And then I walked on, and I was thinking about, isn't it such a beautiful thing, Shalom Aleichem? And then I said in my head, like 10 times in English, you know, like, I said, peace be unto you. I mean, it's corny. I know it's corny. But I had such a hysteresis of it. That's how Jews, when we see each other, we say such a thing. It's a beautiful thing. Not high. Shalom Aleichem. peace. You should have peace. You should have peace in you. It's a beautiful thing. Shalom and whatever thing. Shalom means Hashem's name. But we just say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, like by Kiddush Levana. But if you think about the words, if you think about the words, Good Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem, it's just the sweetest thing in the world. Good Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem. Everything became just part of the hergel, the nusach of life. But if you think about it, so, you know, according to the Zohar Kodesh, it's a huge thing. Svadim are very makbid. Mm-hmm. But I'm also very makbid that when you come home from shul Friday night, you say Shabbos Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbos Shalom. I mean, Ashkenazim don't say Shabbat, they say Shabbos. You say Shabbos Shalom, Shabbos Shalom. It's a huge thing. The Zohar Kodesh makes such a tumult about this that when you come to your house Friday night, you say Shabbos Shalom. And then you say Good Shabbos. But the first thing is Shabbos Shalom. It's a huge thing. Shalom is the name of Hashem and what it means, and but we just get, you know, we get so used to everything, we don't even think even the words Good Shabbos. A guy doesn't have such a thing. Or maybe they say on that, maybe the religious ones say something, I don't know. On Sunday they say such a thing, we'll have a little alpha, I don't know. But to live with a Good Shabbos, and to feel, even when you're saying those words, it's going to be a mechazik, a person's emunah. The things that we say, but we got so used to saying, it's Hashem or whatever, but try to think about those words. To say today, or at least for the next few hours, when I say the words of Yetzer Hashem, and Yetzer Hashem, I'm going to think about them. I'm going to try to think about Yetzer Hashem. Those are strong words, Yetzer Hashem. And if we really believe in them, our life would be different. If we would not believe, we all believe in them. But if we would stop and think about those words, Bez Hashem, Bez Hashem is good. You know, there are so many things in Yiddish expressed, like the Eibishter, you know, the Beshefa, the one above. You know, there are many, many, the Creator, the one above. There are things that a person can say. And not to be embarrassed to use them, certainly with oneself, but even with others, with our children, with our grandchildren, to say words of Emunah, to speak words of Emunah. A kid says, I want to do this. It's not just, we always say, please or thank you, right? But to teach a child to say, Bez Hashem. And to talk in the language of Emunah. And to think about what the words mean. It's a huge thing. Miyomar, miyishanen, she'en teva b'olam klal. And to say to oneself that there's no teva. There's no such thing as nature or just things that they happen that way. Allah call Hashem is Baruch Oysi. Echad yachad am yuchad, echad atam mechayis kulam, atam mechayis kulam. During the day, v'atam mechayis kulam. To take something from a niggun that you like, words from Tillim that you like, and to have for that week, that these words from Tillim are going to be part of my vocabulary. This week, I'm going to take from this niggun or from this Kippur Tillim, these two, three words, and I'm going to make them for the week. Like you have a Parnas HaShavua, a Parnas HaYom. This sentence or these two, three words are going to be my Parnas HaYom, or Parnas HaShavua. And for this week, these are words I like. I'm going to take these words, and these words are going to be every day, 20, 30 times this week, every day, 20, 30 times. I'm going to say to myself, and I'm going to say to other people that. I'm going to talk to my family. I'm going to say these words. There are so many beautiful sentences and words that we have that we just, you know, we don't think about. There are so many beautiful sentences and words. You know what it says on the dreidel? It says, Neis Godel HaYashah. It's a gewaldig thing. You ever think about it? Neis Godel HaYashah. You know why you don't think about it? Why we don't think about it? Because it's spinning so fast. That's how life is. You don't even see the letters. It's only when it stops. When it stops. And if you look at it, and you think of what each letter means. But that's, it's like that with everything. Everything is spinning. That's called teva. Spinning is called teva. And when everything is spinning, you don't even see the letters of the dreidel. You don't even think of what the dreidel is saying. Neis godel hayashav. You don't think of what that means. To think about alisach shabuchal yamim anamamish. Every moment of my life is a neis. But if you don't look at the dreidel, and it doesn't stop spinning, but that's how we live here, spinning, mamish like dreidels. Spin. It doesn't stop. And the spinning doesn't stop. So you don't pay attention to the oisius of your life, to the letters of your life. But emunah can only be when the dreidel is sitting still. To sit by the neiros, sit by the candles. To be in the sugi of emunah, to live in that world of emunah. It's a different life when the dreidel stops. You wanted to say something, Moshe?
I learned from Yitzchak Shilo, Erez is that.
What?
I learned from Yitzchak Shilo, Erez is that. Every time before they start anything, Hashem 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 Hashem
Hashem
Hashem Hashem Hashem Hashem
Hashem.
Anything. He picks up a hammer.
This, yeah, I know. I've been with him together, and I know.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so the Svada Shebichlal, the Svada Shebichlal is much stronger. And then if you go with the Taimanim, it's like, oh. They live mamish in the world of Amunah. Everything that is Amunah. Yeah. That's old-fashioned Yiddishkeit. That's how Jews lived. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, wasn't it? It was every minute of life was Hashem is Baruch. B'chom ha'ayra ve'inyan yifarish ha'asa. And with everything that happens, every inyan in life, not just the mitzvah Hashem, but to talk about it. It's a different child that grows up in a house like that. It's a different world to grow up in a house like that. La'atzmo, yourself, anoshem she'imo, b'mabat ha'emes, with this true perspective of life, that everything is a Kadosh Baruch. Okay, Chol she Yosef ledaber v'emuna, and the more a person talks this language of emuna, af emadayin in a margish also b'shleimus, even though you don't yet feel it inside of you, b'shleimus completely. You don't feel it completely inside of you. You just keep on saying it. But Hashem made us in such a way. That the emuna gets stronger and stronger. The emuna gets stronger and stronger. As it says in the Svarim, the Slonimus Svarim, that's a very big Indian. My emuna is because I'm speaking through speech. I'm able to come to Emunah. I'm able to be mechazik me'emunah. Hemanti ki adavim. Ha'adam zarech l'amun. Sha'idei dibur emunah, ha'adam zarech l'amunah. B'chlal zeh, l'ilmoid b'svarim amadabim u'malchivim le'emunah. And included in this is to learn svarim that speak about and malchivim, that make a fire about this inyan of emunah. There's certain svarim. All svarim are holy and pure. But there's certain svarim kiyadua, that those svarim amal hivim. This nekud of Amunah, is the whole sefer is Amunah. Besides Chassidus svarim, you look at Rabbi Chaskel Levenstein's svarim. Rabbi Chaskel, every word is a fire of Amunah. Chavetz Chaim's svarim, every word is a slavus of Amunah. Tzaddikim. And everybody needs to find, to be connected. We try to learn many svarim, but to be connected to those svarim in your life that you see that these are svarim that are on fire with emunah. Not all svarim are like that. There are svarim that talk about this and teach that and explain all kinds of asagas, but there are svarim that are malchivim emunah. I always found out the Chavetz Chaim svarim. Yeah. very, very simple and very clear. Slavus of Amuna, a fire of Amuna, mamas. There are many Svarim like that. And nowadays you see the Nesiva Shalom is also, it's different. The Nesiva Shalom is Amuna Dika Sefer, very strong. Well, the Slama Svarim, Mes Avram, it's fire, Amuna, it's strong in the Svarim. See, even among the Musa Svarim and the Chassidish Svarim, there are certain Svarim that there. You see that they don't go without every second is this Nakuda. The Nakuda of Amuna, And to learn those Svarim and to learn them out loud, I told them, and the Zohar Kaddish, every second, every word, every tenua of the Zohar Kaddish is Amuna. And to learn the Swarms, Sipur Tzadikim, Sipur Maisis, Machazik Emunah, and talk about the Emunah. Well, the Shrachik Ma'od, now here it comes, and to get very far away, Me'itonim Uksavim, from newspapers and all kinds of stuff like that. He's talking about religious newspapers. He has no Havimina than any Jews looking at, you know, the New York Times. He's talking about the Frum, from journalism, to stay far away from it, far, far away. You know, there were times in history, like the Imre Emes, Husilenu, at that time, between the wars, so the Imre Emes, you know, wanted very, very much, and also even by the Belzer, the Tzadikim, they pushed very hard to have a religious newspaper. The reason that they did that is because everybody was so caught up in the secular newspapers. And the secular newspapers, when you walked on the street in Warsaw, the Jewish, they had like 20, 30, it was more, Yiddish newspapers. And then filled with apikorsis and kfir, and socialism and communism, you know, it's crazy stuff. So the tzaddikim pushed very hard, especially the Imre Emes pushed very hard that there should be newspapers that have an entire articles written by Maminim, so that's how Hamodia came to be, and so on. But there were a lot of tzaddikim that pushed very hard as the years went by, against getting caught up in the newspapers and all of this. But certainly when it comes to, it's like, if a person likes to do the from newspapers, no, it's okay. It's not a big deal. For many people, they get some ischaskis from those things as well. But as far as non-Jewish newspapers are concerned, that's like a major no-no by the tzaddikim. Because the whole ignorance of those newspapers is it's all spinning the dreidel. It's all spinning. It's all teva. It's all the news. People that are this past period of time with the news, with the COVID and everything, and it's all teva. It's all the whole all of this is getting completely caught up in that dreidel. And it's all the opposite of Neis Gadol HaYasham. It's all teva. And so sheker, teva. The newspapers, the news. The whole time I was asking my family, stop with this, you know. With this, and, you know, I didn't want to have about the Shabbos table. I don't want to hear a word, nothing. The list is getting long. Because, you know, I said, I'm not one word about Trump and Biden. That was going on. I don't want nothing about that. You walk into this house, leave those people outside the house, nothing in the house of that. And then when it started with the COVID business, I said, nothing, no. So the kids, there's like a joke, so like, Daddy, what? Just say what we're allowed to talk about. Know, what are you allowed to talk about? I said, so talk about the parasha. We talk about, because then they would talk about their friends, and this one and that. I said, no talking about anybody at the table. So they said, no, we can't talk about anybody, nobody, nothing. But think about how you get caught up in Teva, with these dibur. So you made a thing, talk about Nekudas Taivas, that's what we do. I said to the grandchildren, everyone, something that you did this week that Hashem is proud of you that you did this week. Let's hear. Think about something that you did that Hashem is proud of you. That he has nachas from you. Those are diburim. Those are good diburim. COVID, Asr. Asr. Not one word about that. To bring the Malach HaMavis and all that darkness and all the kfir that came with it and all the phony science and lies and all the politics that come with that whole sugya outside. Don't bring it in here. The truth is benat b'chalal to be Isaac, any of these things to talk about. If you want to get the shot, you get the shot. If you don't get the shot, don't get the shot. But don't make a whole Tarish Mechsav, Tarish Lachbech. And each person, like he became the Rosh Kol Badavim, he knows. He knows. Nobody knows anything, especially the ones who say they know the most. They don't know anything. These are all the Dibburim of Teva. All of this talk for the last 2 years, it's almost 2 years, you know. It's going to be Purim. It's almost 2 years, this whole thing. All of it's the Dibburim of Teva, of Kfir. None of it's the Dibburim of Amunah. And I, during the time when it was really bad, I was talking about it. We were trying to talk about what's going on over here? Where, how do we talk? What is this? Where's Amunah? The Dibburim of Teva. Like there's no Rabbi Shalom. There's nothing. It's this report, that report, and what he says, and what this one says. It's all the Dibburim of Teva. The opposite of the Mirtzei Hashem. But everybody was told in a Mirtzei Hashem. You put in one or two Mirtzei Hashem, you think it's a shayna. It's already a nice package. It's all the Dibburim of COVID, all the reading about COVID, all of that, it's all the opposite of Emunah. So it caused a very, very big ashakarcha, the whole tkuf of people not going to shul. And people, I mean, I'm not talking about when we weren't allowed to go to shul, of course. I'm talking about when you're allowed to go to shul. There's still people that are not going to shul. Again, I'm not talking about, I always have to say, people can't, whatever, sick, b'chulay. But stop people, a kriyus and amunah that came as a result of this, a coldness in amunah, davening, happened to it. But the people that tried to go away from that whole Indian, they got more into davening, more into amunah, stronger amunah, more amunah. And that's how it is anytime people go through something different in life. Anything that's different, anytime there's something that's unusual, that's different. When it was a few years ago, we had the Tzara of Sandy, the whole marble. So that those that lived with Emunah, so they lived like Noach during the marble. The ones that were living with the other stuff, they were like the ones that were outside the Teva. And they drowned. Teva is meaning Taveya. They drowned in Teva. Everything was, oi, gewalt, 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 and crying and crashing. The life is finished and done. So that without the Emunah. Diburim of Amuna, as opposed to Diburim of Kfira. So that's what he's talking about, the newspapers. newspapers is a halvet sorrow. I mean, the phone, looking up all the time. The phone has on it, there's somebody that I know that, like, every time I meet him, he tells me, like, the weather report he gives me. It became. It used to be that you heard the weather on CBS. You went, you heard it once a day, and you're okay. It looks like it's not going to rain. I don't know. We have now. Everybody has got on his phone all kinds of weather things. I also have the thing that's on the phone. I didn't put it on. I guess whoever made my phone for me. I don't know. Maybe Moshe did it. Somebody put weather on my phone. No. I don't mean that in a bad way. Moshe set up my phone for me. I don't have any internet on the phone. So, but I have a weather thing. Okay, so I look once a day to see if just to know if I need to put a coat on or not a coat. But then you have like people that became weathermen. Like, what is that? It's also a need of teva to get caught up in such a thing. It's silly. You're checking again, and you say, oh, everybody has the same thing that you have. And if they want to know the weather, they look on their own thing. You don't have to be the reporter. Or other things that are happening, or looking up and checking and the stations and who the people that are doing these things. It became so much a part of life. Look at the Kuf Chav Tes. Also, it just says that it's Mistakim Makalda B'Mabachal Tev. All the newspapers, all these channels, and all these phone things, these are all, they all have one thing in common. Mabat shel teva. It's a teva. It's all teva. It's all nature. It's all whatever. Teva. It's a mabat shel teva. It's not a mabat shel emuna. It's not a mabat shel emuna. Remember, I told you a few years ago that this terrible conversation I had with a father from one of the boys in Yeshiva. That one of the fathers called me up, and he said that his son is in Yeshiva, and he's noticed. I think you probably remember because it was a shocking thing to me. He said to me that his son is in Yeshiva, and that he noticed that that he was watching on Sunday Christian shows. They have Sunday morning, whatever, when people go to church. At that time, I guess, they have Christian shows. And that the son was watching this. And he saw, like, one time he thought it was Stam, like, Narishkeit, that his son was watching a Christian show. But then he saw a few times, he got wind of it. And he asked his son, and his son said, no. Because he knew that his son had a thing that week that he was going to meet me. So he wanted to know if I could talk to him. He didn't talk to his son more about it. He was just shaken up by it. And he asked the son, he said, no, I just was going to... Anyway, I had a meeting with the boy that week. And I said, you know, I'll be honest with you. And your father said, I could tell you that he noticed that you look sometimes at the Christian station. So the boy said to me, he said, I enjoy how they talk about belief in God. And I don't hear that like other people. So he said to me like, they talk about, I said, yeah, but it also is like with Yashka. So he said, the Yashka thing I doesn't know. But the belief and faith and God. So I had such a chalishas hadas from that. So he's going to find over there, not from his rabbi. Not that he goes to, on Sunday morning he has to go to look at such a thing. And of course I spoke to him about it's safer to learn, and we discussed it, and he came back a few times, and I don't know, I haven't spoken to him in a few years, I don't know what's going on, but it was a tumistic thing. He enjoyed the Dibur Mevamuna. He didn't feel that he was getting that like in his regular day. So he went looking to find it someplace else.
That's why all these Israeli soldiers, after they finish, they go to India. They're looking for spirituality.
They're looking for spirituality, and they don't know that we have it. That's it all comes from here, but it doesn't sound to them. They don't hear the language of God. They don't hear the language of Ruchnius. They hear Ashish Yisachar. Or they hear whatever, shakuni was wrong, but they don't hear. I told you many, many years ago. I was going to yeshiva. I was in the subway, and I was sitting, and next to me there was sitting next to me a nun, with the whole lavush next to me, and she was saying very sweet prayers. She had a very sweet voice. And she was like singing a little bit, and I was sitting next to her, and it was very sweet. And I was listening to the words, and she was saying Tehillim. And I remember thinking, when I heard her saying these words about God and this and that, and the Almighty, you know, I was thinking, wow, it's nice prayer she's got there. It's a really nice prayer. And I'm listening a little bit more. I'm saying, oh, she sang Tehillim. She sang Tehillim. And then I was very taken by that. And then when I got to yeshiva, so I went to get an English Tehillim someplace. And I took an English Tehillim, because I never said English Tehillim in my life. And I took an English Tehillim, and I learned from the Shvesta. I took an English Tehillim, and I said some kapitlach of the English Tehillim, and it had such a hisaris from it. Komal amda iskalti, even such a thing to take. So why is it? I grew up saying Tehillim, so how come I had to hear it from such a place? The Torah says you just get used to saying Tehillim. It also becomes part of your nusach. But when I heard it saying it in English, it sounded like something like sincere. It wasn't just saying the words. She was saying it. And she meant what she was saying. And it's terrible that we should have to. We don't need to look anywhere outside of our Kedusha. But you get used to it. And that ad kedei kach, that your tilim becomes part of teva also. That you have a certain regimen, that you have say, a certain amount of tilim every day or every week you say those tilim. And it just becomes something that you have to say. Let's see.
The same thing is with davening. We say so much in such a compressed amount of time.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to take 4 seconds for one or two words just to think about it?
Yeah. It's very hard.
You need to have to really think about it.
Yeah, it's very hard. It's a very hard thing. That's why I try to, just take for that day a certain part or a certain. It's very hard. It's still it's a very holy thing. We have to do it, but it's that's why without his bodhus, it's really very. It's very hard to the davening also became like a dreidel. So, the davening so quickly, and I can't even imagine what it's like for a Baal Tshuva that just starts coming to shul. What's that like? Heck, I mean, because before you become frum, praying is like a prayer. And then you get to shul and it's the 27-minute, shachris, and I'm talking besides the Hebrew problem. Even just keeping up, if you say the words in English, it sounds even crazier than in Hebrew. At the speed, who talks like that? If anybody talked to you that way, you'd be very insulted. But that's how the davening, how it became, what it became. You see how the Baal Tanya, and Tanya's crying about it, that he heard terrible news, that there are some of the chassidim that in their shtiblach, from his chassidim, that he heard that the davening shachris, like on a Tuesday, and it's in less than an hour and a half. And he was, the Tanya says that I heard such a thing that is being said about my chassidim, that the davening shachris. He was talking about a regular day, less than an hour and a half. And he couldn't believe that was happening. What was happening? Less than an hour and a half. Oh, yeah. An hour and a half. Regular shachris. That's why we have to do other things to try to help. Because the davening in shul, we believe in the Shlema that being there and saying the words together with other Jews is part of big, big, big things. And it is. It's a huge thing to be with other Jews and to say these words together. It's bringing about many great things. But as far as Dveikus Bashem, it's very hard. It's very hard to find Dveikus Bashem in such a short time. It's very hard to do that. Look at Kuchav Tes and Kuf Lamed. Wait, it's ready. All right, quick, let's do this. Misha zoiche shia boro lo sha'akar b'ashem z'bor t'vekes bo yikit tachlis avodav yudeh she'egne et zezula zeh. Whoever knows that the yikit tachlis of all of one's avodav z'ashem is t'vekes, as the yikit philosoph akashos m'kuvon amazun l'kud, the main davening the davening Hashem is to help me with this. Help with t'vekes. This goes to t'vekes v'akar chushis, to feel Hashem. V'lichyos is mitzius v'chut, to live with Hashem's presence. Kuflamet b'shvil hasig t'vekes emes sar gam l'kabel es adar tzadik sh'mevut l'gam l'Hashem is brach. I think we're going to have to. It's a longer. Let's go to. We'll go to Kuflam. We'll start with that. We'll start with Kuflam Bez Hashem next time.